Dari World Service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good morning from Jakarta, it's 6 o'clock. And in this very good morning, the Voice of Indonesia is coming back with more information coming from Indonesia. And you can listen to this broadcast on our online streaming, on our website, voanews.id, and our application, RRI Digital, available for Android and also iOS users. Today, we'll be talking a lot about Indonesia, so make sure to buckle up, and in a moment we'll start with the news. So stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, here's the news. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia has deployed mining inspectors to assess 5 mining sites in Raja Ampat, southwest Papua, to ensure all operations comply with national laws and regulations. This was stated by the Director General of Mineral and Coal Administration during a site visit to Gak Island, Raja Ampat, as quoted here on Sunday. As reported by Antaranews.com, the Minister's evaluation is set to cover aspects such as environmental protection and sustainable of coastal and small island ecosystems. The Free Nutritious Meals program has served approximately 7,000 school children in South Manokwari District, West Papua, according to the National Nutrition Agency. Mohammad Fadil Al-Khoiri, coordinating staff for promotion and nutritional education at the National Nutrition Agency, said 2 dedicated kitchens, officially known as Nutrition Fulfillment Service Units, are currently operating in the districts. He added that those units have also contributed to the local economy by employing local workers and sourcing food ingredients from the region. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
akan mendapatkan yang diinginkan dan diimpikan. Semua usaha hanya sia-sia. Namun tiap ku dengar namamu, makin terbayang masa depanku. Semakin jelas tujuan dan yang ku harus lakukan.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
you've just listened to Daniela and Hindia with a song titled Chica or If. By the way, this is a recycle, a remake of the original and also legendary one by Melly Goeslaw and Ari Lasso in early 2000s. The song itself is about two lovers who says that if I can still remember you, even if far in the eyes but close to my heart, we do not have any intention to separate forever. So it's like a person, I mean, a couple, a lovers, who needed some space and a little bit time before getting together again. But imagine, will that really be able to happen? I do not mean to be a bit pessimistic, but let's be real. Sometimes when people say that they need space and they need to break up for a moment, it means, well, it sometimes means forever. And it can be sad, but the thing is that we cannot control them, but we can control how we react to them. And we wish you to have any good reaction, a more constructive reaction to save you some decency, some, how do we call it, dignity, when in the face in such dire situation. And to help you not to face that kind of situation, to help you to face the raining or even the weather itself, here is the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. To be honest, on my way from Bogor to Jakarta this very early morning, it used to be quite cold, but in this morning, I would like to tell it's quite hot. But does it mean that in Indonesia it will be hot today without any rain? It doesn't seem so. So I'd like to start with the places in Indonesia that's gonna be simply cloudy. They are gonna be Serang, Central Jakarta, Gorontalo, Surabaya, and also some other places including Kupang and Manado. And some places in Indonesia, not some, the rest of them I can say, would be raining with light to moderate intensity, including Medan, Bengkulu, Yogyakarta, Bandung, Semarang, Pontianak, Palangkaraya, Samarinda, Tanjung Pinang. And it's also raining in Padang, Bandar Lampung, Pekanbaru, Palu, Mamuju, Kediri, Ternate, Ambon, Manokwari, Sorong, Nambire, Jayawijaya, and even in Jayapura. And some more highlights for people in Banda Aceh, Jambi, Banjarbaru, Tanjung Selar, and Pangkal Pinang, you got to be more careful for the heavy rain accompanied by thunder will be coming to your place today. And listener, that's the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. More from Indonesia is still coming up next. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Telah lama aku menyimpan surat cinta ini, surat cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Dua hari ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hati. Terlalu indah
cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir kali. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this Sate Klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Sate Klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. for one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Senyum manismu sedekat itu, ragamu berdiri seakan pertemuan yang pertama kali. Satu permintaanku, nyanyikan lalunan mimpiku. Bawa kembali hadirmu di sini. Bawalah kembali hadirmu di sini. Ku ingin pelukmu hingga fajar datang dan lupa waktu. Kisahnya telah usai, air mata menyerbu. Seruntuh itu ku kehilanganmu, ku luapkan cerita lewat doa. Hadirmu di sini, bawalah kembali hadirmu di sini. Ku ingin perlumu temani hingga fajar datang dan lupa waktu. Abadi dalam mimpi, genggam lagi tangan ini terakhir kali.
So, two Indonesian cyclist athletes, Bono van Aert and Muhammad Andi Royan, they took the podium in the men's elite Omnium Japan Intercollegiate Cycling Federation International Cup at Tipstar Dome Chiba, Japan on Sunday. Reported by AntaraNews.com, Bernard finished second behind Kazushige Koboki, and it was also followed by Andy, who finished third. And the success of Bernard and Andy in Omnium, it adds more success of the Indonesian national team in the CL2 Class 2 event. And listener, more from Indonesia is still coming up next after this next song by Salma Salsabil. Berharap pada timur, you'll be listening to a story about Galunggung bringing blessing.
Ku masih ingat kala itu di akhir tahun. Kita bertemu dan kamu tinggalkan topi hitam, sisakan helai rambut ikalmu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa saling cinta namun rahasia.
Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang
Alhamdulillah, after disaster, people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial. And also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wow, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down.
when he said, "The mountain erupted, the mountain erupted." At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burr, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was perfectly collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimal 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed.
sangat
micro element
dan
is needed
untuk
by
dalam
plant.
Rangka pengembangan,
one of them is
pertumbuhan tanaman
manganese,
pada umumnya
or iron,
khusus, umumnya
magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant's growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants.
Nah,
before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada Galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada Galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras Galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air Galunggung itu
before Galunggung erupted,
beras
its
premium.
Product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang cukup memuaskan.
The product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Kalau percaya itu merek
Galunggung rice,
beras
which is produced from Galunggung water,
di supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So
dari
that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mart of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Really,
the soaking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency receive international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
Itu we produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. They are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If three times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons, twice, isn't it?
1 ton, kalau lagi bagus,
Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Nah itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but Alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Logika mengungu hatiku. Kau mengungkan kampung mana adanya.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Audela. Alda Wiyakadela Arif Suyoso, better known as Audela, is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single entitled Tertawan Hati, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Audela continues to be productive, and recently she released a new song entitled Setengah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martinus Layardo and Clara Riva. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, listener, here is the song by Audela called Setengah Mati. Enjoy!
Entah berapa